spending some time in studio with the British pianist Benjamin Grosvenor, who has a new recording on the Decca label of the Chopin Piano Concertos, working with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Benjamin, good to join up with you today, and congratulations on the new recording.
Thanks so much.
The work of Chopin, certainly well known across the spectrum, whether we talk the solo works all the way through to the full orchestral concertos. Was he an early influence that brought you to the instrument as a young artist?
He certainly was. Sort of the first real music I played beyond sort of music written for tutor books and for students was music by Chopin. And I suppose I was about the age of 7 or 8 when I first played one of his waltzes, and his emotional quality of his work and his gift for melody was something that really appealed to me, and it's been central to my repertoire since then.
Who else would you put in that that list of the composers you were drawn to as a young player? Obviously, Chopin, as you've noted. Who were the others that were a major influence on your development as a pianist?
Well, quite a number. I've always had quite a varied musical diet, so to speak. And, you know, when I was maybe 9 or 10, I was playing, obviously, sonatas by Mozart and Haydn, Beethoven. Also some sort of jazz-influenced stuff. There was a British composer, Billy Mayall, who wrote sort of in a light jazz style. I played a lot of his music, and it sort of got me interested then in Gershwin and later things like Kapustin. And I suppose Ravel was someone who was explored quite a lot when I was young. I played the concerto when I was 11, and it was an important piece for me because it was a piece I played in the final of the BBC Young Musician, which is a big competition here that I was involved in. So that's a couple of different composers. And there were also some pieces and a sort of Spanish idioms and works by Moskowski, and that sort of really laid the seeds for me to get interested later in works by Granados and Albéniz.
Benjamin Grosvenor is the artist we were speaking with. He has a new recording of the Chopin Piano Concertos 1 and 2 on the Decca label. And with this new recording and many, many tour dates here through the late winter and into spring of 2020. Do you find, Benjamin, that that the audiences, rather, are receptive when you head in the directions of whether it's the more modern works or some of the jazz-influenced things? How do you find most concert-going audiences in terms of their reception to the music that you program on the recitals or orchestral concerts that you give?
Well, it's hard to say because I'd have to generalize. But, I mean, audiences are interesting. I mean, they're sort of quite different all over the world, and in the way that an audience reacts in a certain culture is quite different. I love coming to America because, you know, over there you guys are so enthusiastic, and you get these wonderfully warm responses. It's always a very fulfilling place to play. When I put together a recital program, I aim for variety, really. I aim to sort of put together an evening that maybe has a number of different composers that are combined in an interesting way. And so there will often be some things which I suppose to a general audience would be more well known, and there might be some things which are less well known. And I think it's important to have that balance and that kind of variety. So, you know, I hope in a recital program to put together a serious program of music, but something that would be hopefully enlightening and entertaining for the audience.
Tour stops in both Europe and back in the U.S. Later as we head more into the spring. And I note from looking at the itinerary, Benjamin, that there is quite a bit of the appearance of works by Franz Liszt, Jean-Philippe Rameau, and also Beethoven. And so that gets to the idea of the variety of which you spoke. When it comes to Beethoven, is there more of a response or a demand for that, given this celebratory year of his 250th birthday? Is that something that you sort of targeted as you started planning out the programs for this year of 2020?
I did think about it. I thought it would be natural to include a Beethoven sonata. I'm sort of doing, I suppose, more with that composer later in the year. I booked some of the concerti, and I have one concert where I'm doing three sonatas in one program. But for the sort of my primary program for the year, I decided to program his Opus 7, which is the fourth sonata, which I think is a piece which is maybe some more neglected than some of the neighboring pieces, and maybe unjustly so, given its merits and charms.
I see, too, that in the chamber settings for works that you are playing on these programs, regular occurrences with chamber players, violin, viola, and cello, who are joining you on some of these programs. Is there, for lack of a better term, a traveling band that you have the opportunity to work frequently with, or is it a juggling of schedules where even on a same program being given in two different cities, maybe the ensemble joining you, the other players, are completely different from night to night?
Well, I work quite often with string quartets, and I've worked with a variety of them. Last year, I had a very nice experience with the Doric Quartet in London. We did the Chopin Concerti, actually, for string quartet and double bass, and also some piano quintets. And I'm looking forward to touring with them next year in America. But there's a sort of informal piano quartet that I have, which meets up from time to time. It started here in London in 2018 with a concert for the South Bank Centre, and we did another one last year, and we have one coming up again at the South Bank here in London. The string players are all soloists themselves. There's Kian Soltani, who's a very famous cellist, and a guy called Timothy Ridout on viola, and Hayon Park on violin. So that can be a challenge to put together, because we all have our own busy schedules, you know, playing with orchestras and recitals. But it really works very well, so it's very nice when we can make it work.
As you venture through the programs that you have here in 2020, and you say that you are drawn to some of the modern pieces, the jazz-influenced works that you noted earlier, what has the landscape been for you to commission new works to premiere? Is this something that you have actively sought out, to have composers write pieces for you to explore newer music as you progress as an artist?
I haven't commissioned anything yet, but I have I have played contemporary music. In recent years, I did a premiere of a work by Judith Weir, which was commissioned by the Proms for a recital. And last year, I wasn't a premiere of a work, but I toured in my program with a piece by Brett Dean, homage to Brahms, which have three pieces to be interspersed between Brahms' four pieces, Opus 119. And that was commissioned by Emmanuel Ax originally, and I just thought it was a very effective piece. So I ended up playing that for a season. So I do try to involve myself in contemporary music. Brett Dean, for example, is a composer who's I've got to know quite well personally, and whose music I really love, so I'm exploring possibilities with him in the future.
Benjamin Grosvenor's latest recording on the Decca label is of the Chopin Piano Concertos, along with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. As you have the opportunity, Benjamin, to feature either of the concerti, perhaps in orchestral concerts that you give while on the road, are there particular other works by Chopin or other composers that you're finding as the best complements to these major works by Chopin? Not that it has to be an entire Chopin program, but if there's the things that maybe if you have a chance to play something beyond the concerto in concert, what are some of the things that you think best complement these works?
Well, it's rare to when playing with an orchestra to play more than one concerto in a concert. And what is paired with that concerto is obviously the orchestra and the conductor's decision rather than my own. I mean, the only concert that I've sort of done where I've consciously paired something with the concerto are those concerts I mentioned with the Doric String Quartet. And I found that a very interesting experience because you know, you play the Chopin in that intimate setting, not with an orchestra, but with a string quartet and a double bass. You hear a lot more detail from the orchestral lines, and there's a kind of intimacy which brings the works closer to the the chamber work, which features in the second half, which in one concert was a Fauré quintet and the other one was a Dvorak quintet. So that seemed to me a very nice combination.
As you seem to have, from the looks of the itinerary, most of the programs booked through much of 2020 and even into the early part of 2021, are there things that you are hoping that might lend themselves to some other opportunities, whether it be other players that you've not yet had a chance to work with, or a composer or conductor, something as you move forward? What are some of those untapped explorations musically that you would like to see as the months continue?
Well, something that's already scheduled that I'm very much looking forward to is that I'm adding Prokofiev's Third Concerto to my repertoire next year. And I have a few concerts scheduled with that. I mean, it's a piece I've loved for such a long time. I'm looking forward to getting my teeth into it. I'm always looking forward to new chamber music collaborations. And, you know, there's a lot of things when it comes to chamber music that I haven't really explored before. I've worked very often with string quartet. I've worked very often with violinists in duo capacity. So there are things like, you know, playing a recital with a cellist or working with a singer, perhaps more chamber music involving wind players. They're things which I haven't explored before and that I'd very much like to get around to doing.
For this moment in time, congratulations on the release of the Chopin Concerti, and safe travels, and very happy music making as you tackle all of the projects, current and in the future. Benjamin Grosvenor, a real delight to have the chance to speak with you today, and thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.